Welcome to Weekly AI Intelligence, your strategic analysis of artificial intelligence ecosystem evolution. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst, bringing you this week's most significant developments analyzed through a strategic lens. Today is Sunday, October 5th. Strategic pattern analysis. The compute infrastructure arms race is fundamentally reshaping the AI competitive landscape. OpenAI's Plan 125x compute expansion and $500 billion valuation aren't just scaling exercises, they represent the emergence of AI as critical national infrastructure. When a single company requires energy consumption exceeding entire nations, we're witnessing the birth of computational sovereignty as a geopolitical force. This connects directly to Meta's strategic pivot toward AI infrastructure licensing for robotics and China's systematic AI education mandate, both recognizing that controlling the foundational layer determines long-term competitive advantage. The shift from reactive to proactive AI represents the most significant evolution in human-computer interaction since the GUI. ChatGPT Pulse's overnight briefing generation, coupled with agent mode capabilities that handle entire projects autonomously, signals AI's transition from tool to environment. This isn't incremental improvement, it's the emergence of anticipatory intelligence that predicts and fulfills needs before they're articulated. The integration of direct commerce through instant checkout demonstrates how proactive AI creates entirely new value chains, positioning AI systems as the primary interface between consumers and digital services. AI-native content creation is collapsing traditional media production hierarchies. Sora 2's social platform represents more than improved video generation, it's the industrialization of content creation. The technical breakthrough in physics simulation and identity consistency, combined with the Cameos feature allowing persistent digital personas, creates content production capabilities that previously required Hollywood-scale resources. This connects to the emergence of synthetic actors like Tilly Norwood negotiating with talent agencies, suggesting we're not just automating content creation but fundamentally redefining creative labor markets. The democratization versus concentration paradox is becoming the defining tension in AI development. While tools like IBM's Granite 4.0 suggest AI capabilities can be efficiently distributed, OpenAI's massive infrastructure investments and valuation point toward winner-take-all dynamics. This tension appears across multiple developments, from open-source model efficiency improvements to the astronomical compute requirements for frontier capabilities. The resolution of this paradox will determine whether AI becomes a broadly accessible utility or remains concentrated among a few computational superpowers. Convergence analysis. Systems thinking, these developments create a self-reinforcing cycle of AI integration and dependency. Proactive AI systems generate massive data streams that justify expanded compute infrastructure, while improved infrastructure enables more sophisticated proactive capabilities. AI-native content platforms create new data sources for training better models, which improve content quality and user engagement. The commerce integration provides revenue streams to fund further infrastructure expansion, creating a virtuous cycle where AI capabilities compound exponentially rather than linearly. This systemic view reveals why OpenAI's valuation appears rational. They're building a platform that becomes more valuable with each additional user and use case. Competitive landscape shifts. The convergence creates a new competitive architecture with three distinct layers. At the foundation, infrastructure providers like CoreWeave and specialized chip companies control computational capacity. The platform layer, dominated by companies like OpenAI, controls the AI capabilities and user relationships. The application layer fragments across specialized use cases and industries. Companies without positions across multiple layers face strategic vulnerability. Traditional tech giants must now compete simultaneously on infrastructure scale, AI capability development, and application innovation, a far more complex competitive challenge than previous technology cycles. Market evolution. These combined developments unlock trillion-dollar market opportunities in ambient commerce, AI infrastructure services, and synthetic media production. More critically, they create new dependency relationships where entire industries become reliant on AI platform providers. The shift toward proactive AI systems positions these platforms as essential infrastructure for information processing, decision-making, and commerce. This creates subscription-like revenue models at unprecedented scale, where AI platforms capture recurring value from every digital interaction rather than just specific transactions. Technology convergence: we're witnessing unexpected intersections between conversational AI, commerce platforms, content generation, and proactive automation. The technical architecture that enables morning briefings also powers autonomous shopping recommendations and synthetic video creation. This convergence suggests AI capabilities will increasingly operate as unified systems rather than discrete tools, creating compound value propositions that are difficult for specialized competitors to match. The multimodal integration across text, image, video, and commerce represents a new category of platform technology. Strategic scenario planning. First scenario: AI platform consolidation. Within 24 months, 3 to 5 AI platforms capture 80% of consumer and enterprise AI interactions. These platforms become the primary interface between users and digital services, fundamentally restructuring the technology stack. Companies that don't secure strategic partnerships or platform positions face digital marginalization. Second scenario: regulatory fragmentation. Governments implement divergent AI governance frameworks, creating regional AI ecosystems with limited interoperability. This fragments the global AI market but creates opportunities for specialized regional players and compliance-focused solutions. Infrastructure requirements become even more critical as data sovereignty mandates require localized compute capacity. Third scenario: breakthrough efficiency revolution. Advances like IBM's Granite 4.0 demonstrate that sophisticated AI capabilities can run on dramatically smaller infrastructure, democratizing access and preventing platform monopolization. This scenario favors companies with specialized AI applications over general-purpose platform providers, creating a more distributed competitive landscape. Each scenario requires fundamentally different strategic responses around infrastructure investment, partnership strategies, and capability development. The companies that survive and thrive will be those that build flexible architectures capable of succeeding across multiple potential futures. That concludes this week's AI Intelligence Analysis. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst. These strategic insights will help guide your decision-making in the evolving AI landscape. Until next week, stay strategically informed.